started discussing the Gemara and the Chafayim Adayz yesterday that an Ovel is Chayav B'Sukkah. What's the case of an Ovel on Sukkahs B'Chlal? You know, there is no Shiva on Sukkahs. If a Karov is Nifta before Sukkahs, so then the Yom Tov breaks the Shiva. So Mestama, we're talking about a situation that the Karov was Nifta on Sukkahs and they buried him on the Yom Tov. So we know in such a case, the Shiva actually doesn't begin on Yom Tov itself. Right, the Ovel is sort of in a state of limbo. We do have the Kfur on Yom Tov, but the Ovel is in a state of limbo. There is a Nicham Avelim during Yom Tov. There are certain Dinei Shloshim that might be Shaykh to Yom Tov, but he doesn't start Shiva until after Yom Tov. But Avelis, the Tsar of the Avelis, that does exist on Yom Tov. So that's the Shaila. If the Ovel is Mitzar, so maybe he should be part of an Asukah. So comes the Gemara and says, no, an Ovel is Chayav B'Sukah. I think that Mitzar is part of an Asukah, the Ovel is Bitzar. The Ovel is Bitzar. Even if he doesn't have a mitzvah to be mitzvah, like Rashi said on the Yamad Aleph, but b'mitzias he's mitzvah, and we know that mitzvah part of the sukkah is a din in the mitzias. There's no mitzvah to have bugs in your sukkah, to be mitzvah from the bugs in the sukkah, from the heat in the sukkah, but it's a reality. If the mitzias is that you're mitzvah from the sukkah, it's not teshu kein tadur, but sukkah's teshu shivas yom, it's not kein tadur, so then you should be part of the sukkah. So I think that a novel is part of the sukkah also because he's mitzvah. Kamash malon. The mitzvah part of the sukkah is only by a tzara de memela. That means a tzara of the sukkah that's unrelated to the ovel himself. But here, this is a tzara de nafshei. So I think yiboyle li suvei daite, that since it's a tzara that's related to the guf ha-ovel, it's his own personal tzara, so maybe he has a chiyuv to be miyashiv daito to take away the tzara. Right? So he does have to take away the tzara, and that's why he's going to be chayav b'sukkah. Mitzvah is part of the sukkah only by a tzara de memela. That's unrelated to him. The bugs are there. The heat is there. It's not something that he brought on himself. So here, he didn't bring the Avelis on himself, but the Tsar is self-generated because there's no mitzvah to be Mitzar. Since there's no mitzvah to be Mitzar, as it says the Gemara, he has a chiv to take away the Tsar, that's why he's going to be chayv Nesukah. So we spent a lot of time discussing what's the happening of the Gemara. Question. There's no mitzvah for him to be bitzar. He has to show kavod ames to be misabel on the mace. But to be in pain, so much so that he doesn't feel comfortable in the sukkah, he's not chayef to do that. If there would be a mitzvah to be bitzar, so then we wouldn't say it's a tzara de nafshe. Then the mitzvah causes him to be bitzar. So if a mitzvah causes him to be bitzar, then maybe the p'tur of mitzdayer would apply to him. As we shall see, there might be other people that fall under that rubric. That if they're mitzvah, but there might be a mitzvah, they're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah, machmas the mitzvah. See? If they're mitzvah, machmas the mitzvah, then that might be a p'tur of mitzvah. He doesn't have to get rid of that kind of tzar. We'll see as we move on. So we were troubled with the kashin that the Rishonim is. That what's the havmin of the Gemara? That mitzvah should be, that Ovel should be potim in Asukah because of mitzvah. But the fact is, the Ovel's not going to be any better in his banks. Mordechai quotes the Rebbe Lezer Mimetz that the only time the mitzvah is part of the sukkah is if he not so in a tzar, but say so, that if he'll be saved from the tzar by leaving the sukkah, he's allowed to leave the sukkah to save himself from the tzar. But here the Ovel is going to be bitzar either way. He's bitzar on the mace. The situation is plaguing him whether he's in the sukkah or not in the sukkah. So what's the avmin of saying that tzar is part of the sukkah? Did you have to come on to this idea? It's a tzar de nafshei, barli lisuvei daite. Forget about that. The Teretz should be Pasha. The Teretz of the Gemara should be that the Ovel is not going to save himself from the Tzar by leaving. So comes the Rosh and says, no, Taka is better than the Bais. He will save himself by going into the Bais. Why? Because the Ovel likes to be misboded. He wants to be left alone. So he will save himself by going into the Bais. So that's why I think Mitzvah is put in a Sukkah. Kamash Malon, no, this is a Tzar de Nafshei. He has to take away the Tzar, even though he'll Taka be better in the Bais, and the Ptur Mitzvah should apply, but this is a personal Tzar. It's a secondary tzar, unrelated to the sukkah, and he has to get rid of that tzar. That was one approach. The Taz was very distressed with the Rosh, because he said, what kind of a svara gorua is this? That the Ovel wants to be misboded. If that's the case, so how can we do nicham avelim? We're putting the Ovel into tzar. He wants to be misboded. He wants to be left alone so he can focus on his tzar. He doesn't want to be bothered by other people, so why are we menachem avelim b'chlam? The Choritz Apella says the Taz. Taz is bothered with this cash. The Taz thinks that the Ovel is no better in the Bais as opposed to the Hum. No better. And yet, the Ptur of Mitzdayer and Asukah should apply to the Ovel. That's what the Taz thinks. Why? Why should that apply to the oven? The chora teishu kentaduru means that it has to be kentaduru. A person would leave his home only if he'll be in a better situation outside the home. But if he's not going to be in a better situation outside the home, he wouldn't leave. So teishu kentaduru shouldn't apply if he's not going to be saved from the tsar by going into the bais. So comes the Taz and says there are tzvei dinim, two dinim in mitzvah. It's a brisk taz. There are tzvei dinim. You think that brisk invented this idea of tzvei dinim? The Taz says yesh shnei minei mitzvah. Two types of mitzvah. He says there's mitzvah machmas hasuka, and there's mitzvah machmas dovret study. Right? There's a mitzvah from the yeshiva of the sukkah. Mitzvah machmas hasuka. And there's mitzvah machmas tirda. Tsar haguf. Tirda, he can't concentrate. The Taz says these are two very different halachas. Mitzvah machmas hasuka, so that's potter because of teishu kein tadura. Teishu kein tadura means that a person would pick the best location to be in. So if his bias is causing him tsar, he'll go elsewhere because he won't be mitzar. That's not potter because he can't concentrate, because he has a tirda. No, that's potter because of teishu kein tadur. It's not teishu kein tadur. The Taz says it's not potter because he can't have kavana for the mitzvah. He says because fakert, if the tsar is machmas the sukkah, tsar is machmas the sukkah, there are zvuvim, there are bugs in the sukkah, there's heat in the sukkah. The sukkah itself, the piece is coming down from the schach. If the sukkah itself is causing him tsar, then he will be able to concentrate on the mitzvah of sukkah. Because every moment that he's in the sukkah, he's thinking, I'm in the sukkah, I'm in the sukkah. He's thinking, sukkah, sukkah, sukkah. Right? He's always thinking about this because that's what's causing the tsar. Just like the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of sukkahs during the month of Tishrei and not Nisan, because it's nicker that we're sitting there for the mitzvah, because it's not as comfortable in Tishrei as it is in Nisan. So that means that it's nicker, you're sitting there for the mitzvah, you're thinking that it's not so comfortable. Okay, it might not be winter time, but it's not as comfortable as Nisan. So you're thinking sukkah constantly. So you can't say you're part of Machmas Tirda, he can't be mechavin for the mitzvah. He can be mechavin for the mitzvah, he's thinking about the mitzvah constantly, because the tsar is being caused by the sukkah. If the Taz knows, if he's mitzvah machmas ha-sukkah, then the p'tur is teishu kein tadur. It's not kein tadur because you have a better place outside. So mitzvah machmas ha-sukkah, you're only going to be potter if what? If you'll be saved from the tsar by going elsewhere. You not sell min ha-tsar, but say so. It has to be that you'll be saved. Because that's the p'tur of teishu kein tadur. But mitzvah machmas tirda, mitzvah because he can't, he feels this tsar haguf, he feels a holy, he feels tsar haguf, he feels some kind of secondary tsar, unrelated to the sukkah itself, is up the time. It's not potter because of teishu kein tadur. And it can't be potter because of teishu kein tadur, because you're not going to save yourself from the tsar by leaving. The tsar exists whether you're here or there. He's b'choli, he has a tsar haguf, he has a broken leg, let's say. So he's been tsar, he's in pain. He's in pain in the sukkah, he's in pain in the bais. You're not going to be saved from the tsar by going into the bais. So what's your p'tur? It's up to Taz. You're p'tur not because of teishu kein tadur. You're p'tur because you can't be mechavin to the mitzvah. Right? Eino yochol mechavin l'mitzvah. Different p'tur. You can't have kavanah for the mitzvah. By mitzvah machmas ha-sukkah, you can be mechavin for the mitzvah because the tsar has been caused for the sukkah. You're constantly thinking about the sukkah. But mitzvah machmas dover acher, machmas tirda, machmas dover tzadi, fakert, then you can't concentrate. Right? You're not thinking sukkah, you're thinking about your leg. You're thinking about what's bothering you. That's, you're not thinking about the sukkah. So because you're not thinking about the sukkah, you can't be mechavan for the mitzvah. That's the p'tur. Not the p'tur of teishu kein tadur, a p'tur of onus. Onus that you can't be mechavan for the mitzvah. Onus is the p'tur. These are the two dinim according to the Taz. He says Ovel is really the second type of tour. Ovel, the Havamina is that the Ovel should be part of an Asoka because he has the Tirda, the Mitztair Machmas Tirda, Mitztair Machmas Dovret Study, the Avel. The reason why he's part of it is not because of Teshu Kein Tadur. So that's why even if he's not going to be saved from his Tzar by leaving the Sukkah, he still should be part of it. because he can't be mechaber for the mitzvah, says the Taz. That's the p'tur. It's not a p'tur that he'll be saved from the tzar, because he won't. But it is true that you can be potim in asukah even if you have a mitzvah machmas tirda, because you can't be mechaber for the mitzvah. So the havmin is the ovel should also be potter. Kamash malon. No, this is a tzar de nafshe. Right? It's a tzar de nafshe that he can get rid of. The tzar of his broken leg that he can't get rid of. The halacha recognizes he can't get rid of that tzar. Taz says he'll be potter from the sukkah. No, he won't be nitzel from the tzar by leaving. But the tzar of the avel, that's his personal tzar. He's not mechuyev to be mitzar on his mace. He can get rid of that tsar, so he can't get rid of that tsar. He's mechuyev to get rid of that tsar. If he couldn't get rid of the tsar, then the Taz would taka agree that he'll be potter. But he can get rid of the tsar, says the Gemara. So that's why the tour of mitzvah doesn't apply to an avil. But the havin of the Gemara was taka, he can't get rid of the tsar, but nevertheless he's potter since he has this tsar machmas tirda. And tsar machmas tirda is also a ptur mitzvah, not because of teshu kei tadu, but rather because he can't be mechaber for the mitzvah. Yes.
Three levels?
What do you mean? Like, in the second tzar, you would, in the Kamashmalan of the Gemara, you would be potter or chayav. In the Kamashmalan of the Gemara, you're chayav. But that's because within a tzar machmas tirda, there are some tzaras that you have, some types of tzar that you're mechuyav to get rid of. Right? If they're completely personal and you don't necessarily have to live with that tzar. There are certain types of tzar that you do have to live with. So those types of tzar that you have to live with, the Taz would claim that you are potter from the sukkah, even if you can't get rid of those tzar.
So within the second tzar, if you can push it aside, then you're
chayav. And that's the case of the ovel. You can't push it aside. But if he can't push it aside, then taka, we would say he's potter. A chola is potter. Chola and a mashamsham term in a sukkah. Some of the mefarshim explain that it's based on mitzvah. The chola is mitzvah. He can't push that aside. He's a chola. If he doesn't... Does it feel right? So, what do you want him to do? The ovel has this personal tzar, right? The way that an ovel feels his mace, that's a personal kind of thing.
Is it like a tzar of machshava, like
something like that? Yeah, and he's mechuyev to get rid of that. Yes.
Isn't that just mitzias, like someone who's not close with?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. Magen Avraham says, let's say the mace is so chaviv on the ovel that he can't get rid of the tzar. So then maybe he'll talk about potim. We'll talk. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
How can we compare? Meaning, someone like an ovel and a chola are inherently different. I mean, the chola would also be—it's not coming from the chola, it's not coming from itself. Right? It's coming from another
thing. Which case?
The chola. They don't choose to be sick. Right? So within is dar machmas tirda. I don't know if this is what Josh was saying, but like, there seems to be like a split. There's something that's coming from yourself, which would be more like an ovel. Right?
Yeah, but that's not coming from himself either. He's thrust into a situation that's beyond his control. But his reaction to that situation is somewhat subjective. It's somewhat personal.
Right, but a chola doesn't even have that option. I mean, a chola, if you're so sick that you can't function. There's no choice in that matter.
Right. That's exactly the point. That is exactly the point. And that's Sam's point as well. If the nifter is so chaviv on the karov that he can't get rid of the tzar, so he's like a chola. If he can't get rid of the tzar, then honest Rahmana Padre does apply. I mean, if he can't, he can't. And the Torah recognizes that he'll be potter in that case. This is the Taz's approach. Yes, Gedalia.
I'm just not clear. Why didn't we know all this from the Maskana of Chafem and Aleph, where the boat sank, and then we quoted Abel and the Gemara came with Maskana Tirda Mitzvah Tirda Dershus? What's the chiddush of this Gemara as opposed to that Gemara?
That Gemara is talking about also the Mitzvah potter in that Mitzvah, but the Torah of Mitzvah doesn't require a mitzvah. A chola doesn't necessarily have a mitzvah, right? A chola doesn't have a mitzvah in himself. Some, okay, whatever. Pashup Shad is mitzvah of a chola is not because he has a mitzvah to cure himself, but rather he's just in pain.
So this is limited to sukkah.
Right, exactly. Limited to sukkah. Right. What you're alluding to is actually the second part of the Taz doesn't sound like it's limited to sukkah, right? If you say it's a teshu kein toduru type halacha, then you hear that it's limited to sukkah, right? But what your kasha really is alluding to is that the second part of the Taz is not limited to sukkah. He can't be mechavim to the mitzvah. Is that a sukkah dikadin? No. No? Or maybe yes, right? Pashut Pshat is not a sukkah de kedin. It should be parted from all mitzvahs. Who taka is that kasha?
It's
the Kriya Yaakov's kasha, right? The Kriya Yaakov is very troubled with this task. What kind of a halach is this that potter, what? Honest Rahman Apatri tells me if he can't be mechavin for the mitzvah of sukkah, then he's potter in a mitzvah. He says, first of all, right, according to the Manda Amen, mitzvah shichas kavana, so then mitzvah should be part of for more mitzvahs. It's a new thought. And according to the Taz, what should come out is that this is not a sukkah de galacha, as Gedai points out, right? It's not a sukkah de galacha, it should be shar to all mitzvahs. So let him be potter be kolam mitzvahs. Hechem otzinu zeh. That a mitzvah is potter from kolam mitzvahs, from kolam to rakula. No mitzvah shichas kavana, then he should be potter mikolam mitzvahs. Mitzvah potter and a sukkah sounds like it's a sukkah de kahaloch. It's not a tour of kolat Torah kul. That's the Bikur Yaakov's first kash. What's more, how long does it take to be mechavin for the mitzvah sukkah? What, every moment that you sit in the sukkah, you have to have kavana for sukkah? Come on, every single moment. When you're having a conversation with someone, you have to be thinking sukkah. Kol rega v'rega, you have to be thinking of sukkah. It's not mistaber. It's mistaber that the kavanah that you have to have for sukkah, that's rega echad. You know, you come into the sukkah, you say you're shpizin, you get ready to make kiddush. At that point, you have to think to yourself that, you know, hareni mukhan mazuman, shem yichud kutshav, even if you don't say it. But, you know, right, some say the tefillah, some don't say the tefillah, but you're going to make the brach of leishah basukah. So you're thinking, I'm about to be yotzei mitzvah sukkah. So you're thinking about sukkah, but you don't have to think about the sukkah the entire time that you're in the sukkah. I mean, you perceive that you're in the sukkah, but you don't have to actively be thinking about sukkah. So why is it so impossible for the avel to have kavanah for the mitzvah? If you say you can't have kavanah for the mitzvah, so then that should tell me that a mitzvah is part of mikolah mitzvahs, because you can't have kavanah for any mitzvah. What's more, why can't the avel have kavanah for the mitzvah? It only takes a split second. And he quotes a raya. He says, I'll bring you a raya that he doesn't have to have kavanah for the mitzvah sukkah at every moment. Why? He says, because the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchas Tefillin writes that a mitzvah is part of minat tefillin, because it's also to be mesiach das from tefillin. You can't lose your focus on tefillin. Why dafka tefillin? Every mitzvah. Sounds like it's a special halacha in tefillin, right? That hesach hadas is a problem in tefillin, but not in sukkah and in kolat Torah kula. You can have a hesach hadas from sukkah. As long as you have kavana for the mitzvah of sukkah from the beginning, that's enough. Tefillin is special, but not sukkah. Tefillin, you can't be mesiach das. You have to always be thinking about tefillin. Even when one is davening, they have to be thinking. They have to be aware that they have tefillin. They don't have to constantly be thinking, I'm wearing tefillin. That's too much. But you have to be conscious that you're wearing tefillin. In the sukkah, you know, you could lose yourself a little bit. You get involved in the conversation and playing with your grandchildren or with your siblings or whatever, right? Or helping serve the food. You don't have to be thinking about the sukkah the entire time. If you don't have to be thinking about the sukkah the entire time, what's the problem? Let the ovel be chayav in sukkah, and he'll think about the sukkah at the beginning. What's the havamina that he should be part of in a sukkah? Pilei plam against the task. Yes.
When we were learning Rabbah and the Bez, we entertained the possibility that maybe the kini chodbeina is that it needs to be every second that you're in the sukkah. You need to recognize you're in the sukkah, and that's why the malam mashrim would be a problem. I think maybe the mechtum says like that, I think we said. I don't want to say like Luzino, but he definitely entertains that might be a possibility.
You know, to perceive that you're sitting in the sukkah in terms of the height, and to see the sukkah, it's one thing to perceive that I'm sitting in a structure, it's another thing to be thinking mitzvah sukkah. That's like a jump. That's not only that I'm sitting in a tzias in a sukkah, I'm sitting in a structure, not just that I'm sitting outside, but that I'm thinking sukkah. Effectively, Kura Yaakov, how can you say that the ovel should be part of a sukkah because he can't have kavana for the mitzvah of sukkah? According to the Manda Amar mitzvah sichas kavana, then he should be part of a kala mitzvahs. And why can't he be mechavin for the sukkah? He only has to be mechavin one moment. It's not like tefillin that you can't be mesiach das. So at first glance, you'd think that the answer to the Bikurei Yaakov's kasha is what? the Bach. You'd think the answer to the Bikur Yaakov's Kash is, well, he's misunderstanding what is the Kavana that you need for Mitzvah Sukkah. Maybe this is not Mitzvah Sukkah's Kavana type of halach. It's not the regular din that I'm just mechaving for the Mitzvah. Maybe the Kavana for Mitzvah Sukkah is somehow more elaborate, Josh, right? That's what you were talking about. Maybe it's more involved. What Bach? Who Bach? It's a world-famous Bach. The Torah at the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah has a long dissertation as to why we sit in the Sukkah. Let's take a look at the Pasuk. Right? Basukos teshu shivas yomim man yeidu dor asechan ki basukos hashav des b'nei Yisrael v'osiyah osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says he put b'nei Yisrael in Sukkos when he took them out of Mitzrayim. Tol ha'kosim it's a Sukkah b'yitzias Mitzrayim v'chein habi mitzvahs l'vishu dove sh'ra'inu b'yineinu v'ozdeinu shamanu v'in adam yochol ha'kishenu. So many mitzvahs that are zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim to teach us emunah b'Hashem. He goes off long discussion about why we sit in the sukkah. Torah is a sefer halacha. This is not a sefer machshava. I mean, machshava is very important. You can have a vad on sukkah. It's beautiful, but what's it doing in the Torah? What's it doing in the Torah? So says the Bach. Get the impression from the Torah that Kavana by Sukkah is ma'akev. That's important. More than other mitzvahs. Bach says, Ikala medek v'divrei rabbeinu she'ein ze midarko b'chiburo ze levar ha'kavana l'shum mikro shabbat Torah. Ki lo borak lifsok hora o lahoros minag yofe. So what's he marach so much to be mavar the pasuk by Sukkah's teshu? The Bach says the reason why the Torah is marach so much is because he's alluding to the fact that Sukkah is different. Since it says leman yedu dorasechem, leman, the word leman teaches me not only the tam for the mitzvah, but it also teaches me that you have to have that kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. This is not mitzvah tzrichas kavan. And then there's a machlokas we show them how to paskin. And then there's a further machlokas in the achronim. Is there a difference between mitzvahs d'orais and mitzvahs d'rabbanan? You have to have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. When you do the mitzvah, you have to have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. Someone is ochel matzah, but he doesn't realize it's the Seder night. He's not thinking mitzvahs matzah. He blows shofar because, you know, he enjoys the sound of the shofar. He enjoys, you know, he's a flutist. He enjoys the music. And someone tells him, no, it's Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't realize he's doing mitzvah. Mitzvah shrichas kavana, mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana. The Bach says this has nothing to do with that. Right? Even if you hold that the mitzvah shrichas kavana, but so by sukkah you need mitzvah shrichas kavana plus. Right? Mitzvah shrichas kavana doesn't mean that you have to have know the purpose of the mitzvah. Tamei mitzvah, the sefer chinuch and the Ramban. No, you just have to know that you're doing the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because it says Leman Yedu Dorasechem, the Torah understands that by Sukkah you actually have to have Kavana, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to have Kavana, what the purpose of the mitzvah is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moshe B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar, is Moshe of them B'nai HaKavod, or Moshe of them in Sukkos Mamish. You have to think of the time of the mitzvah. Leman. And says the Bach, he thinks that should apply not only to Sukkah, but to two other mitzvahs as well. Which two? Tzitzis and Tefillin. It says Laman in the positive by tzitzis and tefillin too. Laman tizkru v'asisim as kol mitzvosai. By tzitzis, you have to know tzitzis is shkula k'neged kol ha-mitzvos. The idea of wearing tzitzis is to remind us of tayag mitzvos, that we should observe all the mitzvos. Tefillin, laman tia toras Hashem b'ficha, right? Kibyot chazaka, you have to mention, you have to think of in tefillin that tefillin should lead us to limud ha-Torah. It should lead us to zechel yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to think of these things when you're putting on the tefillin. You have to think of tayag mitzvahs when you're putting on the tzitzis, because it says laman. And the Bach understands from the Torah that whenever it says laman, you have to have the kavana, the special kavana of that mitzvah, in order to be yotze that mitzvah. Yoshua.
Is that really sensitive enough that
Torah
won't be able to handle it?
I'm going to get to it. Excellent point. Now, does that mean that if you're not mechaving, you're not yotze the mitzvah of Sukkah? Mamish, not yotze at all. I think before we met this Bach, most of us were not mechaven for such a mitzvah, unless we say the tefillahs before sitting in the sukkah. So what? No, none of us were yotze the mitzvah of Sukkah. It's a little difficult to say. If you look at the Mishnah Berura, he quotes the Prima Gadim, who says, not that you're not Yotze at all. It's not Ma'akev, Gamri, that you're not Yotze B'dievin. The Prima Gadim is Medayek from the Bach. There's one word, one extra word in the Bach that implies it's not Ma'akev. It's a Din L'chatchila, the Mitzvah and Amuvcha. You can't be Yotze, the Mitzvah B'Shleimusa, without this Kavana. Which word in the Bach is that? Kitikuna, exactly. Who said that? David. David? Moshe? No? Who said that? David? Kaz? Oh, Kaz, okay, Josh. Don't be bashful, Josh. You've been here for a while.
I saw it in Save.
You have to apologize. Anivus. Anivus. Big up. Anivus. Okay. Ooh, okay. Kitikuna. Kitikuna. The Bible doesn't say that you're not going to be Yotze at all. The Mitzvah B'Shleimus. Mitzvah B'Shleimus. You're not going to be Yotze. So, when you read the Bikurei Yaakov, your first reaction, you know, you've seen a few more makoros, your first reaction is, maybe the answer to the Bikurei Yaakov's kasha is, we're not talking about mitzvah sfichas kavan over here, we're talking about a little bit more. We're talking about a mitzvah, the Magedo Dor HaSeichem, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's more of a kavana that you have to have. So maybe this is a special kavana. That's why the Taz says that the Ovel, the Havmin is that the Ovel will be part of an Asukah, he's mitzvah, because he can't have the kavana, because we're talking about Gereisa kavanas, so we're talking about more involved kavanas. Yes, Eitan.
Even without the Mishnah Berurah, it's still a difficult answer because, one, we don't find the Baitzitzis, and two,
we don't find what Baitzitzis? The Tor, talking about Baitzitzis.
Star is part of their Baitzitzis, and two, by filling, the Shulchan Aruch says, because you can't be Siyaf Das, not because of Laman.
Not because of Laman, right. Okay, okay. But the truth is, we don't even have to get there. The simple kasha is whose kasha? Yeshua's kasha, right? You can't be mechavin for a single rega for this. That's the l'shem yichud, right? The l'shem yichud has all this mentioned in it. I'm being mekayim mitzvah sukkah l'man yedu dor seich, and they quote the pasuk. So l'chora, just say it at the beginning of your yeshiva sukkah, and that should be enough. Some of the svarim want to say that maybe the mitzvah sukkah requires a greater kavan, and that's what the Taz was talking about. I thought it was very difficult. So the Pashup Shad is that even if it's a more involved kavana, Yeshua's right. Even if it's a more involved kavana, you still can have that kavana for a rega echad. And Eitan even adds further, doesn't fit with the other mitzvahs that the Bach picks on. Right? By tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to be mesiach das from the tefillin. That's why you can't have the kavana. That's why you're going to be potter. Excuse me. That's why mitzdar would be potter from tefillin, because he's not allowed to be mesiach das from tefillin. It's a halacha. You can't be mesiach das from the tefillin, not because you can't have the special kavana by tefillin. It's that you can't stay focused on the mitzvah. If it's based on laman, just say that he can't have that kavana. It's the same as sukkah. It's not because of something special to tefillin, and there's no mention by tzitzis. Bikurei Yaakov's kasha on the Taz seems to be pretty compelling. I think the Taz's pshat is very difficult. As much as the Taz would like us to believe that the Rosh's pshat is a svara garua, I'm not going to call the Taz's svara garua. I'm not on that level. But it's difficult. I think it's kasha. I think the Taz is very difficult. So what's the answer? Right? If the Rosh's svara is a difficult svara, to say that the Ovel really would prefer to be at home, to be misboded at home, and not to be in a sukkah. That's what the Havamina was. That the Ovel prefers to be at home, and that's why I'd have a Havamina and Tzara's part of a sukkah. And the Taz's Svara is also difficult, that to say that he can't be Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah, so therefore he's Potter. I would think he's Potter, but because it's a Tzara D'Nafshi, then he has to take away the Tzara in order to be able to the Mitzvah. So what Taka is the Pshat in the Gemara? What is the Havamina? We don't have a working Pshat. Right? If we don't like the Rosh, that it's Taka better in the house. We don't like the Taz, that he can't be Mechavim for the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So then what Taka was the Havamina of the Gemara? That the Star should be part of an Asukkah by an Ovel? What's the answer? Whose answer is the Mistava, the simplest answer here? Oh, the Avodas Dovid. That's what we mentioned yesterday. Sefer Avodas Dovid wants to suggest that maybe Maybe the halfway of the Gemara is that it's not better for the Aval at home. But why? Not because of the rush. Rather, as we described, a person who has a secondary tsar, that tsar is affected by his location. Right? If he's in a place that's not as comfortable, so the tsar becomes exacerbated. It becomes heightened. And that lechor is what we're talking about over here. It's not that he can't have kavanah for the mitzvah. No, but rather the tsar, you think the tsar is the same whether he's in the sukkah or in the bayis? You think the tsar of the broken leg is the same for both? It's not. Ostensibly, it should be exactly the same because he's b'tsar in either place, but the reality is he'll be in greater tsar in the sukkah because he's not in a comfortable place. Because the sukkah is not as comfortable a place to sit, that's the whole tour. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to sit in the sukkah on Tishrei, in Kodesh Tishrei, because it's not as comfortable in Kodesh Nisan. Kodesh Nisan, he'd love to be outside. It's warm, it's nice, it's pleasant. But in Kodesh Tishrei, it's not as pleasant. So even though you'd think that he has the same tsar, whether he's in the sukkah or not in the sukkah, it's not really true. Because his location is not as pleasant in the sukkah, his tsar is going to be exacerbated in the sukkah. And that could be the Havmin of the Gemara, that the Ovel should be potim in a sukkah, because when he goes into the house, it'll be better. Not because he wants to be mispoded, he wants to be alone, but rather because the tsar, that really should be the same whether he's in the sukkah or not in the sukkah, is going to be exacerbated if he leaves his home and goes into the sukkah. So by going back into the home, then he'll be in a better state. Even though he'll be b'tsar, but his tsar won't be as great. So you think that the Ovel also should be potim in a sukkah? Kamash malon? No. He has to be miyashev daito so that the tsar won't be exacerbated by going into the sukkah. Okay, that's the deal. Just one final yes.
Is that saying that, in the Maskara, saying that it wouldn't be better for him to go back in the house? I mean, we're saying that he has to be miyashev with that, so that means that would be.
If the Ovel gets rid of the tsar, then it doesn't matter. He won't be with tsar, the sukkah. He has a chiyuv to take away the tzar, so he won't be with tzar b'sukkah. If he's not with tzar, so then he's chayav b'sukkah. Yes.
Can you say that the Mordechai is talking with Maskana that like a havamin was any tzar is potter from b'sukkah, and the Mordechai is saying like
and only if he'll be saved.
Only if he'll be saved. Yeah.
But if that's the case, the Gemara should have said it.
No, so that's what the Gemara means by the mamel. The mamel is not a clear term. We're defining the mamel as Rashi defines it. Maybe with Mordechai defining the mamel as
Tzara de Mamela as opposed to Tzara de
Nafshe. Yeah, it doesn't like Rashi defines it one way, so we've been assuming Rashi's definition. Maybe the Mordechai is just assuming that Tzara that's caused by the Sukkah is a Tzara that you would be saved by going inside.
But Tzara de Mamela is in contrast to Tzara de Nafshe. So how does that mean Tzara that you'll be saved from? Tzara de Nafshe means your personal Tzara. Tzara de Mamela means not your personal Tzara. It doesn't sound like the focus is what you'll be saved from. Doesn't sound like that. I think the Marik even mentions this, right? He says if that's really true, then the Gemara should have given that answer. Right, lefi divrei re'im, maya mina mishu zabai leili suvei daite tevegleide v'tseisim min asuka v'yachsoch kevo. The Gemara should have given that teretz. So he's clearly assuming that's not the teretz of the Gemara. You want to suggest that's what the Mordechai had in mind? It's not the posh of pshat in the lashon of the Gemara. It's not the simplest pshat. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, who adds one exception to the rule. A very interesting exception. That's what we were talking about before. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Baal HaTanya. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Tanya. If the mace was so chaviv on the karov, on the ovel, that he can't be meiser tsaro milibo, then he's potim in a sukkah. Right? Iboile li suve daita means he has to remove the tsar. That's only if he's capable of taking away that tsar. But if he's incapable, then he's potim. Mitzar potim in a sukkah is a mitzis. So if the Ovel is capable of getting rid of the Tzad, then he's mechuyev to do that. That's the maskana of the Gemara. But if he's incapable, the Torah recognizes that he's an honest Rachman HaPater. That's not a problem. Right, we're talking about if he can get rid of the Tzad, but if he can't, then Taka, it's understood that honest Rachman HaPater, that Mitzdar is part of an Asuka. Mitzdar, it's not Teishu Kein Todur even. Right? It's not Teishu Kein Todur. It's not Teishu Kein Todur. Adds the Mishnah Berura from the Magen Avraham. Umayrish mitzdar b'yishivas of a sukkah. The Tanya says that if the mace was so chaviv on the Ovel, so then he's part of an asukkah. But adds the Magen Avraham, but he has to be mitzdar from yeshiva b'sukkah. What does that mean? What's he saying? What's he coming to add? What the Magen Avraham is coming to add is this point of the rush. We keep on saying Rove Mefarshim seem to go against the Taz. The Taz holds that Mitzdar is part of an Asukah, even if he won't be better in the house. Even if it's going to be the same. All things equal. Taz says, even if all things equal, Mitzdar is still part of an Asukah. Why? Not because of the first din of Mitzdar, but because of the second din. Even if you have a secondary Tzar, even if one has a secondary Tzar, and that secondary Tzar is going to exist whether he's in the Sukkah or not in the Sukkah, it doesn't matter, he's still part of it. Why? Not because of Teishu Kein Todur, but rather because you can't be mechaber for the mitzvah. That's the Taz Shita. The Taz would say that if the mace is so chaviv that he can't remove the tzar of the mace from his heart, then he'll be part of an asuka. Even if he's not mitzvah machmas yeshivas of a sukkah, it's no worse in the sukkah than in the bais. The Taz holds that mitzvah is part of an asuka as long as he has a tzar, even if it's equal both in the sukkah and in the home. Right, that's the Taz Ashita, because he's mitzdar machmas tirta. Honest Rachmana Patrei, according to the Taz. If he's so bitzar that he can't be mechavi for the mitzvah. Dr. Magen Avraham, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Rosh, with the lesson he met. So we paskin like those shitas in the Rishonim that hold that the only time mitzdar is part of an asukah is if it's better in the house. You'll be nitzo in the house. So you have to figure out why is it better. He had different pshatim. He wants to be misboded, or he... The sukkah is going to exacerbate his tsar because it's not as pleasant a place to sit. Whatever the reason, but we paskin like those mefarshim who say that mitzar is part of an asukah only if he'll be saved from the tsar. That's why the Magen Avraham comes along and says that even if you'll tell me that if the mace is chaviv on the korov, he's part of an asukah, the maskan of the Gemara is only by an ovel who can get rid of the tsar, the nafshe, but if he can't get rid of the tsar, the nafshe, then he's taka potter. It's up to Magen Avraham. Don't forget that it has to produce so much tzar for him that he will be mitzar more in the sukkah than in the home. Because if it's equal, then there's no p'tur of mitzar. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham against the Taz. Right? That's the nafkamina. According to the Taz, mitzar can be part of a sukkah even if the sukkah and the bias are equal. Because he holds this the second din of mitzar, that if he has this tirda, then he'll be part of an asukah because he can't be mechavin for the mitzvah. Rov Rishonim, Mordechai and the Rosh, disagree. The Magen Avraham paskens like these Rishonim, that you have to be saved from the tzar by going into the bayis. That's why he adds that even if we'll hold like this Balatanya, it still has to be such a tzar for the ovel that he's mitzar machmas yeshivas of asukah. Yes, Dovi.
Doesn't this go against the Rosh? Because the Rosh concluded that it has nothing to do with whether or not it would be better for you to go inside. That the chiluk is whether it's machmas yourself or machmas.
Yeah, the Rosh says that really the mitzvah should only be part of an asukah if it's better for you in the bais. And that really would be true, except for the fact that here, since it's a tzar d'nafshe, the ovel has a chiv to get rid of that tzar. But if the tzar is so great that the ovel can't get rid of the tzar, the halacha recognizes that it's not teishu kein todur. Right, so such an ovel would rather be misboded with his tzar, but the fact is that he'll be better in the house, that he'll be in the sukkah, so therefore he'll be part of it. Yes.
Where does the Tanya get this idea of chaviv? Maybe the Gemara is saying
it's not the Gemara; it's on top of the Gemara. It's an exception to the rule of the Gemara.
But couldn't the Gemara be saying that an ovel that qualification does have the ability to remove the tzar?
That's what I would have said if not for the Tanya. So Tanya is obviously telling me that. That we do recognize there are some avelim that can't get rid of the tzar.
But if I were where does he get that from? Mar sounds that there's no exception.
I think that's a svara. He's saying the reality is if he's so mitzar that he would tell you that he would tell you that he's bitzar and he can't get rid of the tsar as much as he tries. So then it makes sense that there should be a concept, a category of an ovel who's mitzar so much. Taka makes sense. It does make sense. We can understand. It depends on the situation. Depends on the situation. But Zokta Magen Avram, it has to be a tsar that it's going to be worse in the sukkah. If the ovel feels that it's going to be the same both in the sukkah and in the bayis, so then he's not potter from the mitzvah, because mitzvah is only potter if it's going to be better in the bayis. Shmuel.
To clarify, the TSO within the Havamina
and doesn't do the mark. Oh, we're talking maskana now. Even within the maskana, the Tanya says that if the tsar is so great, the mace was so chavid that he can't get rid of the tsar, then he will be potter.
Yeah,
this is the exception to the rule. The Gemara is saying, if he can, since it's a tsar, then afshay. He's mechuyev, but the Tanya says, but you can understand that there are circumstances that is not shayach. The Gemara is talking about normal circumstances. But if it's an abnormal circumstance, if it's a tragic situation, so then we can understand that it'll be different.
Aren't most of them tragic situations?
It's always tragic, but there are levels. There are levels, and the Gemara, the Torah, recognize that there are going to be levels. That's what the Tanya is saying. Let's go weiter. Okay, let's go weiter to the next sukkah. Look the Gemara. The Amar of Abba Bar Zav Damer Rav. Another statement. Chosim v'ashashbinin v'chol v'nei achubah b'turim in asukkah kol shiva. Chosim and the shashbinim and his friends kol v'nei achubah b'turim in asukkah kol shiva. My time am ishim debo l'mechti. Because they want to be mesameach. Not only do they want to be mesameach, but they have a chiyuv to be mesameach. Right? The smach says Rashi, the mechti. They have to be mesameach. The chosin and kala. They want to be sameach. So the potim in a suk. In fact, the gemara v'lechlu besukah v'lechlu besukah. Let them be mesameach in the sukkah. That's the problem. Let them eat in the sukkah. Let them be mesameach in the sukkah. Ein simcha ela b'chupa. Says the gemara, no. Ein simcha ela b'chupa. Quite a statement. Ain simcha lebechupa. So they have to be mesameach bechupa. That's why they put them in a sukkah, so that they'll be able to hang out in the chupa. In fact, the Gemara v'lechlu besukah v'lechtu bechupa. So let them be mesameach bechupa, but they should eat in the sukkah, have the suda in the sukkah, but have the simcha in the chupa. Ain simcha lebemakom suda, says the Gemara. So ain't simcha lebechupa, ain't simcha lebemakom suda. So put two and two together. You have to have the chupa in the sukkah to have the suda, to have the simcha bemakom suda in the sukkah. But they can't do that because they can't be sameach there. Right? There's only a simcha in the chupa. There's only a simcha bemakom suda. So if they want to be sameach in the chupa, they can't eat in the sukkah because then they're not gonna be able to put the chuppah. Well, that's the next kasha. V'lev du chuppah v'sukkah. Okay, we're not going to get there yet. V'lev du chuppah v'sukkah. Let's do everything. Let's put the chuppah into the sukkah. Then we'll be sameach and we'll eat in the sukkah. Everything will be great. Focus abay and rava. Why not? So we'll get to that. We can't jump to everything in the Gemara now. Let's just take it slow. Three stages of the Gemara. The first kasha of the Gemara is let them eat in the sukkah and have the simcha in the sukkah as well. So to that the Gemara says, "Ein simcha lebechupa." I lech lo besukah v'lech lo bechupa. Eat in the sukkah, be sameach in the chupa. Ein simcha lebemakom suda. We got to bring the suda back to the chupa. The third kasha is the Gemara is going to say, so let's push it all into the sukkah. Let's put the chupa into the sukkah. We'll have the simcha and the suda in the sukkah. So to that, there's a machlokas why we can't do that, which we'll get to. Okay. What's the basic statement? Let's take this sugya one by one. Let's take the statements of the sugya one by one. The Gemara begins Chosin v'yashishbin v'chol b'nei achupa p'tur min asukah because bo l'mechti. Bo l'mechti. Right? And then the Gemara starts asking. So first the Gemara says that they're potter because they have to be sameach. They want to be mesameach. Bo means rotsin. They want to be sameach. So what? They want to do a lot of things, but why should that potter them from sukkah? That's kasha number one. Then the Gemara says, "Velechlu besukah, velechtu besukah." Do everything in the sukkah. Ain't simcha la b'chupa. What does it mean? Ain't simcha la b'chupa. Every line here requires beer. Let's take the first line. What do the Rishonim say? Bo lemechti there for the chasen v'shishbinim chobnei achupa up to him in a sukkah. Why? Why? What's the reason? What do you think? And what's the reason? Why should they be potter? Sam. Osik b'mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Simchas chasen v'chalim. Okay. Osik b'mitzvah. So that's the Ran. The Ran says, you know why they're potter? Because oskim b'mitzvah. The oskim b'mitzvah. Ran and the Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Chosim v'shishbinim chobnei achupa up to him in a sukkah v'shem oskim b'mitzvah. The oskim b'mitzvah, but b'gemar parchinan Allah v'yamayv lechlo b'sukkah v'lechlo b'sukkah umfarchinan ain't simcha l'b'chupa. Ain't simcha l'b'chupa. So the Ran says oseg b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. They're oseg b'mitzvah, and that's why they're potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. Simchas chasan v'kala is a mitzvah. What are we talking about here? What's the timeline? When are they doing this? At the chasana? Chosan v'yashishbinim v'chol b'nei achupa p'tur min ha-sukkah. P'tur min ha-sukkah what? Kol shiva. Shivas yimei ha-mishteh, not just the chupah. Right? The shivas yimei ha-mishteh, the chosan, the shishbinim. We're not talking about the kriyashma for the bilas mitzvah. The chupah is over. The bilas mitzvah is over. We're talking about this, the week of Sheva Brachas. The p'tur min ha-sukkah kol shiva. Osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. What kind of a mitzvah is it to be Sameach Chosan v'Kala during the Shivas Yimei HaMishta? What kind of a mitzvah is that? Is that a mitzvah d'Araisa, a mitzvah d'Rabbanan? Is there a pasuk in the Torah? Yes.
I think the Rambam says it's d'Rabbanan, but it's connected to V'yahavta
L'Reach HaKamocha. Okay, but connected to V'yahavta L'Reach HaKamocha. Pasuk pshat is it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. I think the Rishonim in Ksubis say that it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. It's one sheet that the Rebbe wants to say that it might be some kind of daraisa, midivrei kabbalah, but we don't paskin like that. We assume it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. I think we assume it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. You're saying it's a kiyum daraisa. You have to recha kamocha, a kiyum daraisa. Huh. Wow. That's interesting. If you don't say it's a kiyum daraisa, what raya can you bring from this Ran? The raya to which shaila that we raised before? Let's take the mitzvah d'rabbanan is different from a mitzvah d'araisa. Very interesting. Right? This is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and yet the Ran wants to say that they're potter min a mitzvah because they're osik mitzvah d'rabbanan. Sukkah is a mitzvah d'araisa. So from the Ran, you get the impression that osik mitzvah d'rabbanan is potter from a mitzvah d'araisa. Unless he says Dovi is suggesting, like the Rambam, and if it's a kiyum in the deraisa of yahav l'recha kamocha, so then a kiyum mitzvah deraisa, kiyum mitzvah deraisa, or pater from sukkah. Eitan, you have something, I see.
Isn't also just a sneer in the Ran because he says that
we're gonna yeah, okay, go ahead. Why?
Because he says that closing mitzvah pater and mitzvah is.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Good. I want to start slow. Kiyum daraisa. It's mevatel. It's patas you from a mitzvah daraisa. Interesting. Poshe pshat is from the Ran, you have a raya that oseg b'mitzvah d'rabbanan is potter from a mitzvah daraisa. That's the poshe pshat. Not everyone agrees with this, right? The Ravid in his Hasogas on the Balamor, right here, the bottom. Hasogas on the Balamor, on the Rif. Ravid doesn't learn like the Ran. What does the Ravid say? Ravid says, "Chosim v'shishbina v'bnei chupa lava suke b'mitzvah nenu." Bavarin's the Ran. If you see a lashon like that in a rishon, it's clear they're coming to knock out another svara that maybe some of the other rishonim said. So that's exactly what it is. The Ran had such a sheet. Dr. Ravid, lava suke b'mitzvah nenu. He just says off the bat, they're not oskim a mitzvah. Right? Chosin shishbinim, simchas chosin v'kala, nah, there's bava suki b'mitzvah. to understand why not. They are asukah b'mitzvah. So what's the p'tur? Before we get to why they're not asukah b'mitzvah. V'had the p'turim isukah, zok the rai, v'misho mitztaru. T'lochadu ba'de chos and kozayin, mitztarim heim v'chos. Mitztar potem in asukah. Mitztar potem in asukah. A new guy, a new approach. They're not oskim b'mitzvah, they're potem because of mitztar. Mitztar? What's mitzvah? We just had Ovel, Boilin Lisuve Daite. He's mitzvah tzara de nafshe. He has to remove that tzara from himself. Here too, it's tzara de nafshe. It's tzara de nafshe. They're mitzvah because they can't be mesameach the chosin and the kala. Okay, Boilin Lisuve Daite. Well, what kind of a strange notion is this? What, they're called mitzvah? Why should they be mitzvah? That's a tzara de nafshe. What's the rive it's saying here? What's the answer? Naftali. The answer is, exactly. The answer is, Naftali said, Naftali alluded to in Seder, right? That's where before I was smiling at him because he mentioned this in Seder. That, mitzvah, they're not just stam mitzvah. The mitzvah, machmas a mitzvah, is some kind of a mitzvah. Is that a tzara de nafshe? Maybe they have a right to be mitzvah. Maybe they have a right to be mitzvah. It's not a tzara de nafshe. It's not a completely personal tzara. It's a tzara machmas a mitzvah. So the Torah recognizes that they have a right to be mitzvah. So that's why they're potem in asukah. They don't have to be miyashev daitam. They're potem in asukah because the tzara is not a tzara de nafshe. It is a tzara de mitzvah. It's a recognizable tzara that they have a right to be involved in. It's not completely personal. It's not completely personal. If it's not completely personal, why are they not called asukim b'mitzvah? Right? Why are they not called asukim b'mitzvah? Ravid seems to be saying that osik b'mitzvah derabbanan is not potter from a mitzvah deraisa. To be called an osik b'mitzvah, so that osik b'mitzvah potter and a mitzvah applies to them, it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. It's only a mitzvah derabbanan. So they're not osik b'mitzvah. They don't reach the status of osik b'mitzvah. Le'inyan said that you'll say potem in a mitzvah from a mitzvah deraisa. That you can't. But to say that the tzar is a tzar de nafshe, it's a personal tzar. It's not a personal tzar. It's a tzar machmas a mitzvah. Machmas someone else. It's not my personal tzar. It's machmas a mitzvah, which they have a right, they have an obligation to do. So the halacha recognizes that that is an acceptable tzar. That's what you have to say. If not, then how does the Ravid fit in? The Ra'ah seems to allude to part of this idea. Ra'ah is actually on the next part of the sugya, which we'll get to. But the Ra'ah does say that there is no osek b'mitzvah in this case because there's no mitzvah to speak about. What does he say? He says, "V'lo p'tiri mishem osek b'mitzvah potem in mitzvah, d'mishas nisu in nasis mitzvasa." The Ra'ah says, you can't pater the chosin and the sheshbin and call shiva because of osek mitzvah potem in mitzvah. Because once the chup is over, the nisuin's over, nasis mitzvasa. Nasis mitzvasa of the chosin, he did his bias mitzvah. The nisuin is done, even if you'll say that the marriage itself is a mitzvah, that's over. So there is no mitzvah to speak of, says the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah seems to be working in tandem with the Ravid. There is no mitzvah over here. Aye, but the mimesameh chosin mekala during the week of Shabbat is also a mitzvah. Apparently what they're assuming is that's not on a high enough level for the din of osik mitzvah potem and a mitzvah to kick in. But apparently it's enough to say that the potem idin mitzvah because it's not a tzar de nafshe. It's not a personal tzar. It's a tzar machmas de mitzvah. Even though it's only a mitzvah de rabbanan, it's a tzar machmas de mitzvah. So they have a right to be mitzvah in that way. I see the hands are flying. Yes.
This is similar to what was said with Kolos and Rabo. It's like, it's not just Torah, it's not just Nidach.
Exactly. Right. A similar idea. That to say osik, you see, it's not simple. The problem is here I'm suggesting what? Again, that osik mitzvah d'rabbanan is not enough to say osik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. It has to be the same level. It's not along those lines, right? That even though it's a higher purpose, that's not enough for osik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. It's enough to consider it a bona fide tzar, that it's not mitzvah, but tzara de nafshe, but it's not enough to be considered a mitzvah for the din of osik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Jacob.
So, in this machlokes, there was
The Rishonim are trying to explain the same halacha in the Gemara, so they're explaining the same thing. It doesn't seem like there should be any difference between them. The whole machlokas, as we're going to get to in just a moment, the machlokas is why did they feel compelled to give their pshatim? That's what we're going to see. There are a number of different points that would emerge. As you say, there is a nafkamina outside the realm of sukkah, that someone who's also a mitzvah derabbanan will he be part of from a mitzvah deraisa? But we shall see that there's more beneath the surface over here. So all those issues beneath the surface are going to play out in other contexts. Correct. Josh?
Yeah, it's might be similar to that, but is this idea of the rabbi mitzvah not once a mitzvah? Is that a din in sukkah itself? I mean, we discussed last time on mitzvah, whether or not that's a din kali or that would be something that would be or not. Meaning if you're mitzvah not once a mitzvah, what would happen?
No, I'm just trying to explain why this is not called a tzara d'nafshe that he has to take away. Right? That's the only thing I'm trying to figure out. We just had a Gemara that the Ovel who has a tzara d'nafshe has to remove that kind of tzara. So why not over here? Why shouldn't the Chassan and the Sheshbinim have to feel better? Right? So they're bitzar that they can't be Mesameh the Chassan and Kal. So what? What?
Is this like a third time in the tzara?
No, it's the second type of mitzvah. It's mitzvah machmas tirda, but it's not called a tzara d'nafshe. Right? The second type of mitzvah comes in two forms: mitzvah machmas tirda d'nafshe, or mitzvah machmas hamitzvah, machmas some higher purpose that's unrelated to me personally. I mean, it's related to me, but it's not my personal tzar. Right? It's a tzar for a mitzvah. A tzar for a mitzvah. Perhaps the halacha deals with differently. Eight time.
You said the halacha on that the way that we should look at Osei was for the mitzvah to deal with the derabbanan is that. We look at as long as it's not a derech kishus, but as long as it's not just us doing it. So
that's assuming that also Mr. Rabbanan is part of the minhagim.
But you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't the rabbi agree to that principle based on what he's saying? Because this is not a tzar of rishus, so therefore there's still some element of mitzvah, and therefore.
No, but he says that the din of osik mitzvah patam and a mitzvah doesn't apply. So he's assuming that osik mitzvah drabbanan is not patam and mitzvah deraisa. So you get the sense from him that you need a sheves the mitzvah in order to patam. You need a sheves the mitzvah on the same level as the mitzvah that you're coming to patam.
So then, but how would he say mitzvah error is not?
I'm trying to walk a tightrope over here, right? I'm trying to explain why it's not a tzara d'nafshe. So I'm suggesting in the realm of mitzvah. The halacha recognizes that if the tzar is not simply my own personal tzar, but if it's generated by a mitzvah, then that's an acceptable tzar that I don't have to work hard to remove. Right? That I don't have to work hard to remove. Unless, of course, you just say, Pashit, they can't remove the tzar. It's like a meis chaviv. But I don't want to go that far. They're so bitzar that they can't remove the tzar. It's more mistabit to say that this is a tzar that you're not mechuyev to remove. Jonathan.
Was
Nafshe,
and that's why
the
Chassan is still
Chayev. Chassan is Chayev in Kriyishma. We were assuming a Chassan is Potem in Kriyishma. Right? That Osek, that's not because of Mitzvah. He's not Potem in a Kriyishma because of Mitzvah. He's Potem because of Osek Mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah. Now that's what we were assuming till now. Right? Not because of Mitzvah. Yes, one final question. David.
Is it when you have the first day of a marriage, you have the chuppah, is then each day after that is a new chuppah? Is it the same mitzvah?
They're in the chuppah. They're in the makom ha-chuppah. We'll talk about if they leave the chuppah, they go to other places, but it's in the makom ha-chuppah, but they're not having a chuppah. They're having simcha by the chuppah.
And they're in the same place for 7 days.
Right. Simcha by the sea, right? They're having simcha by the chuppah, right? But they're not doing a chuppah. It's a simcha of sheva brachas, okay? The Ravid actually brings a raya to his approach, which relates to Eitan's other point. What's his raya? From the Gemara. You got to be medayik in the Lashon of the Gemara. What does he say? He says, V'hainu d'makshin an v'lechlu b'sukkah v'lechlu b'sukkah. What's the Gemara's kasha? Right? Ravada bar Zavda Marav says, What? Chosen v'chol b'nei achupah v'shishbin v'ptur b'nei sukkah kol shiva v'shim d'bol l'mechti. So frak the Gemara, v'lechlu b'sukkah v'lechlu b'sukkah. So according to the Ran, What's the kasha of the Gemara? V'leichla v'sukkah, v'leichla v'sukkah. But osik mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. You thought the answer is leichla v'sukkah, v'leichla v'sukkah. Let them be happy. They're mitztar. Right? If you say like the Ravid, they're mitztar. So let them do it in the sukkah. Then they won't be mitztar. Everything will be great. But according to the Ran, that they're potter because of osik mitzvah potter min mitzvah. So even if leichla v'sukkah, v'leichla v'sukkah, they could be sameach v'sukkah, but they're potter. Since they're osek b'mitzvah, they're osek b'simchas chosam v'kala, then they're potter min mitzvah, they're potter min sukkah. So what's the Gemara asking? Why should they be potter? Let them do it all in the sukkah. No, but they're potter min mitzvah. V'horav chista, v'rova kios l'shapsa d'rigla, b'sukkah's gonna araksa d'pras. Avagad ha'motzu l'mignu b'sukkah. L'meya l'rigla l'pirka. L'meizel l'rigla l'pirka. They could have done both. The Amoraim went b'shapsa d'rigla. They could have done both. And yet, even though it's efshel l'kayim shneim, they don't. They're not gonna. They weren't osik b'sukkah. Why? Because osik b'mitzvah is part of an amitzvah. Says the Ravid, you can't part of the chosin and the shishbinim and kol b'nei achupah kol shiva based on osik b'mitzvah part of an amitzvah. Because then, how do you understand the next line of the Gemara? The lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechlu b'sukkah. The potter. It's also a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. But like me, the whole tour is based on mitzvah. So you want to say, well, they have to be sameach in the chuppah. They have to be sameach in the chuppah. So how can they eat in the sukkah? They have to be in the chuppah. So that's why the Gemara says, let them be sameach in the sukkah. You can have your cake and eat it too. Right? Efshel l'kayim shneim. So if efshel l'kayim shneim, why should they be potter? Midin mitzdar, they're not going to be. It's efshel l'kayim shneim, so they won't be mitzdar. But according to you, says the Ravid, if the Torah is based on osik mitzvah potter and a mitzvah, what's the kasha? They should be potter, even if they can do it in the sukkah, they should be potter because of osik mitzvah potter and a mitzvah. Is that such a good Ryan? The Ravid's Ryan. Is that such a good Ryan? Is that really true that osik mitzvah potter and a mitzvah applies even if efshel l'kayim shneim? You're jumping it into this next thing. First, according to Tosfos on Chaf Hei, according to Tosfos, osik mitzvah is potter min mitzvah only if he have shel l'kayim shneim. So according to Tosfos, the Ravid Mamish doesn't have a Ravid. We're going to get to the Ravid. Slow, developing slow. Tosfos holds that osik mitzvah is potter min mitzvah only if he have shel l'kayim shneim. So Tosfos could easily argue with the Ravid and hold that chosam v'shishbinim chav nechukah apaturim only because of osik mitzvah potter min mitzvah. Aye, so what's the kasha? The Gemara v'lechlo b'sukkah v'lechlo b'sukkah. If efshel l'kayim shneim, then osik b'mitzvah is chayv b'mitzvah. The kasha is great. If efshel l'kayim shneim, the p'tur of osik b'mitzvah doesn't apply. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Efshel l'kayim shneim, to which the Gemara answers, ein simcha ela b'chupa. It's efshel l'kayim shneim. According to Tosfos, the Gemara reads beautiful. They could be part of me than osik b'mitzvah. Kasha the Gemara, lechlu besukkah, v'lechlu besukkah, let them do it all in the sukkah, because if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, osik mitzvah is not part of the mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, it's efshel l'kayim shneim, ain't simcha l'bechupah, that's why they're potter. So according to Tosfos, the Rabbi has no rye at all, whatsoever. Yeah, but the problem is, the Ran is the one who said, that chosin, the shishbin, v'chob, v'chupah, apturim, because of osik mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. And the Ran says that osik mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, is even if efshel l'kayim shneim. So Taka the Ravid has a good kash. Right? Isn't the Gemara against the Ran? The kash of the Gemara, lechlu besukkah, v'lechlu besukkah. Even if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, osik mitzvah is potter min mitzvah. It's a pella against the Ran. What's the answer the Ran will have to give? Gedalia? Can you think of an answer? Yes, Chassidus. Even the Ran said that if it's no tircha, it's a midas chassidus, mios tov alti kari ra, it's a midas chassidus to do the mitzvah if it's efshel l'kayim shneim. So according to the Ran, what you have to say is that he's assuming in the kasha of the Gemara, lech lo besukkah, v'lech lo besukkah, the Gemara is thinking, what's the big deal? Go to the sukkah. We go to the sukkah every Yom Kippur. Is it such a big tircha to go to the sukkah to be sameach b'sukkah? Such a big tircha? Come on. What's the big deal? So if it's not such a big deal, even though it's efshel l'kayim shneim, al tzemidas chassidus, it should be appropriate to go to the sukkah. To that, the Gemara says, "Ain simcha lebechupah." Simcha is only bechupah. Simcha is only bechupah. So, if simcha is only bechupah, it It's Eiv Shalakayim Shneyim. So if it's Eiv Shalakayim Shneyim, then even the Ran would say that you're potter min ha-mitzvah, right? Mitzad Iker Adin, Mitzad Chasidus, you're going to be completely potter. So lechora, that's the discussion over here. The Ravid's Raya is not a Raya according to Tosfos, but it might not even be a Raya according to the Ran. The Ravid thinks I have a great Raya, because the Ravid is assuming that if Eiv Shalakayim Shneyim, also the mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah legamri. Right. Maybe even if there's no tircha. Right? Maybe even if there's no tircha. So that's why he thought there's such a raya. According to the Ran, you have to say he's assuming that going to the sukkah is no tircha. Yeah, the bias is here, the sukkah is here. It's not just such a big deal to go to the sukkah. So that's why the Ran thought the kasha of the Gemara is lechlu b'sukkah, lechlu b'sukkah. It's no tircha, so therefore osig b'mitzvah should be potter min ha-mitzvah. It should be chayav mitzvah. Kamash malon, it's simcha lebechupa. It really is a tircha. So if it is a tircha, it's yitzchak haim shneim. So therefore, they're going to be potter min ha-mitzvah.